It's been blocked. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. A judge halts Wyoming's abortion ban days after it took effect.
A judge temporarily suspends a Wyoming law making obtaining an abortion a felony at all stages of pregnancy, except in cases to save a mother's life or those of rape or incest reported to police. The ruling means the procedure is now legal in the state for at least 2 weeks while the challenge moves forward. Abortion rights supporters sued to block the legislation, arguing it harms pregnant women and their doctors. The judge not weighing in on Wyoming's first-in-the-nation ban on abortion pills, which is set to take effect on July 1st. That law also facing a legal challenge from an abortion rights group, which is looking to become the state's second clinic to offer the procedure.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin and police in Wyoming say a woman has been arrested in connection with a fire that was set in 2022 at a building that was being renovated to become the state's first full-service abortion clinic. Lorna Green of Casper was taken into custody yesterday. The clinic had been scheduled to open last summer as the only facility of its kind in the state. The car believed to be driven by the suspect in Wednesday's Denver High School shooting has been tracked.
Denver police confirming Austin Lyles' 2005 red Volvo XC90 has been located in Park County, Colorado, but that the 17-year-old alleged gunman remains at large. Lyle is facing attempted murder charges after shooting two East High School administrators who were conducting a mandated search of his bag for weapons. Fox 31 Denver revealing that search was part of a safety plan implemented for Lyle to attend East after being expelled from Overland High School for violations of board policy. East High School will remain closed the rest of the week. Spring break next week. When students return, they will find two armed officers on campus. Denver Public High Schools all adding officers in response to Wednesday's shooting.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
At a Senate hearing, U.S. military officials pushed back on accusations that one of the reasons the military isn't reaching its recruiting numbers is because of its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies.
Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt pressed Undersecretary of the Navy Eric Raven about so-called woke policies.
How does that help us be a better fighting force by not referring to a man as him or her in a memo? Like, how does that help us? And I'll be happy to provide, if you're not familiar with the document that was uncovered last summer. How does that help us? How does that make us more lethal fighting force?
Sir, I can say every day in the Pentagon, there's yes, sir, no, ma'am, and so forth.
The U.S. military does not have a gender pronoun policy. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature have passed a bill specifying which offenses would fall under the proposed bail reform amendment to the state's constitution. If voters approve it, it would allow judges to consider the criminal histories of people accused of violent crimes when setting bail. France's president is setting a deadline for his new pension bill.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his pension bill needs to be implemented by the end of the year, standing by his decision to raise the retirement age in France from 62 to 64. Macron made the comments in an interview broadcast on national television. It was the first time he spoke publicly since his government forced the bill through Parliament last week. That prompted protests in Paris and across the country, some turning violent. Unions have called for new nationwide protests and strikes on Thursday to demand the government withdraw the bill. In London, Greg Palcon, Fox News.
General Motors says the Camaro is going out of production early next year, but it says a new generation may be in the works. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.